Então, muito bom dia, o meu nome é Diogo Rivers, faço parte da Rádio Universidade de Coimbra, vocês estão a ouvir a 107.9, se estiverem online é ruc.pt, nós estamos de momento no Art Club no Porto, no primeiro dia do Amplifest, são neste momento sensivelmente 1:10 da tarde e eu vou poder ter a honra de entrevistar a banda belga Amen Ra. Comigo tenho Colin e Tim, as lendas. Vamos conduzir a entrevista em inglês para ser mais fácil para todas as pessoas presentes poderem perceber-se e comunicar. Vocês todos andaram na universidade, todos vocês sabem inglês, por isso não se preocupem muito. Por isso vamos dar início a ela. Fiquem por aí para ouvir. So, good afternoon. Welcome back to Porto. Another year. How's the health? How's everything? How is everything going?
The health is as good as can be expected.
Okay.
Very nice to finally be here. I have to say I was super sad that I had to miss it last year. I think it was one of the saddest days of it really made me miss the band. Like it put the whole thing into a new light, so it's beautiful to be here after a year, man. Super stoked.
Great. It was an amazing concert last year, of course, the acoustic concert. We had the pleasure of also interviewing you. I believe it was my colleague Diogo Barbosa that interviewed you. And now in this past year, you guys have been touring lots. Like, you've been all over the place. You've been so close to Portugal a couple times. You've been in Spain, in many places in Spain as well, in Resurrection Fest, which is also a friend of our radio, with the new album came out in 2021. Still fresh, great album. It's always an event when a new Amen Ra album appears, and we at Radio Universidade we were like, okay, let's go. So this last year of touring between all those cities, after COVID as well, how you guys have been readapting to the gig life? How you guys have been observing the crowds? What are you guys' takes on this new post COVID gig experience?
Yeah, well, I think we're getting used to it again. It took us a while. I remember the first shows we played after the COVID break. We were actually hesitating if we would still be able to do it, you know, physically or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot changed, you know. There were some health problems in the band, and then we had a band member switch. Tim became more an official band member, and it was a lot of adjusting. The whole world changed for one, but also internally in the band there was a lot of changes, and we moved rehearsal spaces and building our own studio and things like that. So I think it's nice to feel that it's slowly getting back into the pace that we're used to, you know. And we try to do as much as we can. We played a lot of shows, but we also recorded new things. And so it's like a new wind blowing through our existence for now. So we're happy and anxious to fully get started, you know.
That's also something that is, I feel, very similar to other bands that we've talked about last year in Amplifest as well, that there was not only this sort of sense of happiness to being back, but also this anxiousness of returning. And I think even not just because of the healthcare problems that COVID arises, but also the other states in the other parts of society that also arise too. But we're not going there just now. We're going to talk about music for a while, so I'm going to botch the name of the album. I apologize in advance. The Dorn?
Yeah, The Dorn, yeah. Oh, right. Perfect.
Yeah. Nailed it.
I'm a linguist, so So The Dorn, 2021, after Mass 6, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Great album. It has the participation of the vocalist from Oathbreaker as well, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. And it's basically 2021, you guys did not play at all because it was mid pandemic. But what I've noticed from your social media and from the other concerts that I had the pleasure to see from you guys is that it's not just the you guys live, it's not just doing a gig, it's also the performance aspect of the gig as well that also plays a lot to the ambience, to the heaviness of the music. Is it a tough process to come up with that before a tour? Is it like is it something that is already intertwined while you guys are rehearsing the songs and composing?
That's a hard one. I think it grows naturally, and I think it evolves over time too. Like, as our relationship to the song changes because you play it more, you get a different feel for it. I feel like the performance also changes, and also the crowd is a huge factor in it. There's no two times. Like, we can play one song 1,000 times, and for me it will still feel different than the last time that I did it, because of the way that people respond, or the general ambience that it
I think for us it's important to really feel the song, and it takes a while for us to get accustomed to a new song, to the tempos, the rhythm, so our movements become more automatic, natural. In the beginning you're stressing a little bit, it's a new song, guitar players are worried to get their fingers right, I'm worried, get my notes or not fuck up my lyrics and stuff. And then gradually it disappears and we get more assured, and then the delivery of a song will always be better. I think you'll never see the best rendition of a new song on the release show when you play them for the first time, I guess. It's not that we rehearse our live shows. We rehearse, the songs, but not how we are standing on a stage or something. But so I think the more assured we are, the more power we can give it. But it's indeed, for our band, it's very important to have the experience or the heaviness.
Yeah,
it's the physicality of us bringing it live is very important. We're a live band above anything.
Also, funny that you should mention the lyrics as well, because it was always one thing that I always think about asking bands, and a lot of the time this escapes me, but I'm going to do it anyway. I am a linguist by trade, and I'm always interested in one of my biggest loves besides music is languages. And one of the great things that I think that is often underappreciated in you guys' work is the language, the multiple languages you guys use, the English, the Dutch, the French, the Latin in some of the earlier songs that had the phonetics and everything, the way that the phrases are constructed. Is that also a part of the creative process, in the sense, would you guys agree that the linguistic aspect of music is could also be an instrument in the grand creation of you guys' sound?
Yeah, I think it's important for us to have all aspects of the band and of the music created, for everything to be as worked through, as profound as possible. And the same goes to the account of the vocals and the lyrics that are written. In my case, I try to make it worth for people to read them, I would love for them to be able to stand on their own and have tidbits and parts where you feel that it's been thought about, and there's the attempt was there to go more profound than the average band, I would like to say. I when I listen to bands and I love them, and I went to the lyrics, sometimes I was disappointed. I was like, okay, what are you're not really saying anything, they're words, but nothing that I can work with as a listener, and that's where I decide for myself, like, I'm gonna try to make a difference, or make it as broadly interpretable as possible. Anyway, it's important, just as much as the music, as the visual aspect of the band, so
great answer. And given the concert today, you guys are still doing the Dorn, it's still in the rotation, I'm sure, and the set list, is there anything special that you guys have prepared for Amplifest? We were talking off record, saying that at this point you guys just have to put an appointment every year to come to Porto, but is there anything in specific we should be waiting for?
It's a very different set list, I think, from what we usually play. I think if you've seen us 2 or 3 times this summer, there's going to be 2 or 3 songs that you won't have heard anywhere else. So we definitely made sure that for the people that might see us here for the 2nd or the 3rd time, that it's still worthwhile.
Okay.
I think it's like last months. I think we figured like we wanted to ask the people like what songs do you want to hear. We were just curious what people what songs they are drawn to more than others. You know, we have our songs that we know that does the trick for ourselves. You know, but yeah, it's interesting to see what the audience thinks and feels. So we try to, you know, work something out that is good for everyone on stage and off stage, and try to make it as diverse as possible. You know, it's interesting matter to work with, you know.
Got it. Hearing this, I'm getting already anxious. I already feel my blood pumping. It's always a treat to see you guys live. It's going to be amazing. I'm pretty sure we're going to see you guys later today. Before I let you go, and as a last question, usually we at Radio Universidade Coimbra, we're even though we're in Coimbra, we're not necessarily everywhere. We have a great big care and respect and love for the local music scene, being it metal, being it rock, being it whatever. And also the politics behind the music and everything has also been something that is always a point of contention, a point of discussion. And I don't know if you guys are aware, but in this last couple years, not only Amplifest declared themselves as an anti-fascist festival, which came with a lot of celebration, but also some backlash as well, that which should be expected with the way that the political discourse is going on. But also this year, here in Porto, one of the biggest pools of inspiration, of art, of music, that is Centro Comercial Stop, which is an old mall that was a lot of bands and a lot of artists, a lot of local workers have been using that place to create art and to work and to not only bring life to the cultural aspects of Porto, but to the culture of Portugal in general. Some of the artists, Portuguese artists that we're going to have here, have played in Centro Cultural Stop, but unfortunately through some very bad mismanagement, very bad choices from the mayor of Porto, it has been closed, and a lot of the artists and the local workers have found themselves without a place to create their art and to earn their living. So my question is, they're striking. Yesterday there was a strike for it. There's been a constant struggle in the last couple months about this. It has impacted the Portuguese music scene, even more the more extreme, the metal scene, and everything has been impacted. As my last question, what would you guys have, what would you guys tell those artists that are striking, those artists that are on the streets fighting for their place to be able to create art? Would you guys give them some words of encouragement?
I think it's important for those people to realize how important their presence is in the world today. I think artists, musicians, the most part of them, preach love, like, to communities and people worldwide. There's a certain amount of connection that their work brings forth that is undeniably very important for the world to stay a fucking beautiful place, you know. And I think that is very important for city councils to keep supporting that as good and as best as they can, you know, instead of working against it, because you feed a different kind of people if you work against, in my opinion, art communities and music communities. So it's a very important fight indeed, and it has always been like that. An underground scene, art scene, has always had to fight for their place, for their, you know, because the money isn't there. Mm-hmm. We cannot rent huge spaces to, yeah, you know, the arts isn't the place where you make most money. So there's always the fight between that and the consumerism organizations. So it's a very important fight to fight, and I'm really happy that they fight hard for what they believe in, and it's very important for the world today that we all keep doing that. Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. Do you want to add anything?
I think that's beautifully spoken, so I don't really have anything to add, but yeah, I hope that it will find its way regardless of what the outcome will be. I mean, a mall is a mall, but the thing that brings these people together and that leads them to protest, that spirit, the essence of what art is in itself, I think it will drive them to find a solution for this. I really hope it with all my heart.
Okay, you guys heard it here, the support of Amendra, of the underground Portuguese scene. It's always, always a pleasure, and it's an honor for me to meet you guys for the first time. I'm going to try not to cry too hard at the concert. Let's see. I'll do a review of the emotions that I feel later. Our listeners will definitely know about it. So thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you guys have a great time here in Porto one more year and a great concert, I'm sure. This has been Diogo Rivers signing off. Vocês estão a ouvir a Rádio Universidade de Coimbra em 107.9, online em RUC.pt. Até já.